Lesson 6, taking care of business. You can already see that being a business owner means wearing many different hats. You are coach, visionary, decision maker, and marketer. And at first, until you hire experts, you'll also be somewhat of an administrator, accountant, creative designer, and computer geek. Setting up a viable coaching business requires a willingness to learn new things. Model what successful people do, and invest in expert help. At this point in your journey, let's explore systems for building your practice on a solid foundation. Most coaches do their coaching on the phone from home. This is a convenient and low-cost way to operate your business. All you need is a little private space, clear business boundaries, and some basic equipment, and you're in business. Your home office, all you really need for now. There are four basic things you need to equip yourself as a professional coach. Desk with filing drawers. Dedicated phone landline or dedicated cell phone, as long as coverage is the best. High quality phone and headset. Computer with some basic programs and a printer. There are certainly more things you might want, like a fax line, copier fax scanner, multiple phone lines, etc. You can add those on as you become more established. It's also recommended that you have high-speed internet service. It's always important to leverage your time well, and internet speed saves you time in minutes that add up. Your phone and headset are the most important piece of equipment you'll ever have as a coach, so be sure to purchase a reliable phone system with a headset that is made for it. Purchase a good one with these options: mute button, caller ID panel, flash feature for three-way calling and speed dial. Most home office phones include all of these features. For these features, you can expect to pay $250 or more. Check out a few options at www.hellodirect.com and then see if you can find your phone locally at a Best Buy or Office Max. Be sure to purchase extra batteries. Another feature that experienced coaches really like is a multi-handset unit. Then you can have two or three handsets in addition to the base unit. This allows you to continue a call if you're running out of battery and have a handset you can pick up in other areas of your home. Establishing clear boundaries. A basement office or an extra bedroom can easily be converted into an office space. Unless you live alone, you'll need a door on your office, and the room should have adequate lighting, ventilation and heating, a couple of outlets, and a phone jack. When you work at home, friends and family may be inclined to take advantage of your seemingly free time. When you work from home, friends and family may be inclined to take advantage of your seemingly free time. Set office hours and inform your friends and family that you're generally unavailable during work. Even before you have clients, set a precedent up front by telling friends that you'll get back to them when you complete your workday. If you have children, make it clear to them that a closed door means be quiet and no admittance unless there is an emergency. Choosing a business structure. One of the first legal decisions you will make when formalizing your coaching practice is that of the business structure. Most coaches can be comfortable operating as a sole proprietor for the first year. Incorporation, or another form of business entity, may, however, provide you with tax advantages. It is smart to talk with an accountant or business lawyer about what business structure works best for you, and also to gain insights as to the best way to keep your records. Make sure your accountant or lawyer covers all the forms you need to file with both federal and state authorities for your form of business entity. Visit the American Express Small Business Network to learn more about the sole proprietorships, S-corporations, limited liability company, and other forms of business ownership. The IRS also has a useful small business self-employee page. Domain name registration and websites. If you don't already have a website, at some point soon, you'll want to have one. A personal website is the perfect place for people to access your electronic brochure to learn more about your services. It's best to create your website once you've chosen a niche. Then you can gear the domain, your company name, web content, images, and everything to appeal to your market. When visitors arrive, they will know that they are in the right place, and they will be enticed to take a next step with you, such as sign up for your freebie and perhaps a consult or sample session. If you want to go a step further and create a site that works for you while you sleep, create a blog with other web pages connected to that homepage, such as your About, Programs, Resource, and Contact pages. Your leads list will build more quickly because you are connecting with your prospects by providing relevant content as well as a sense of your own style. This kind of site is easy to optimize for search engines, too, because of the ever-changing content on the homepage. And writing is one of the most effective ways to build credibility fast. For either a static website or a blog site, it's a good idea for your domain name to also be your company name or trade name. This helps with creating a consistent brand. Domain name registrars such as Dotster.com and GoDaddy.com are the gatekeepers for domain names. You can search for free to see if the name you want is available. Ideally, register the .com, and you might also want to register the .net, .org, and .biz domains as well, so that you can really own your company name. It's up to you to decide what's best for you. Read more about websites in Making the Most of the Web in the supporting documents. Set up professional bank accounts. Once you have chosen your company name, you'll want to open your business bank account. Consider also opening a business savings account and credit card. It's critical to have your business account separate from your personal accounts for ease and tax purpose, and it's another reinforcing moment. Protecting your work with copyrights. Copyright is a form of protection provided to the authors of original works, including literary, articles, newsletters, etc., dramatic, musical, and artistic works. Copyright protection exists from the time the work is created in fixed form. You do not need to file any government forms in order to claim copyright, although registering does provide benefits for enforcing it. Just place your copyright notice on the bottom of your work. Example, copyright 2010 John Doe. For more information, visit the U.S. Copyright Office. Advanced work. Trademarks and trade names. A trademark is a word, phrase, symbol, or design, or combination of words, phrases, symbols, or designs, which identifies and distinguishes the source of the goods or services of one party from those of others. A trademark is different from a copyright or a patent. A copyright protects an original artistic or literary work. A patent protects an invention. For more details, visit the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. A trade name is the DBA, or Doing Business As, name under which a company is recognized. It may or may not be the same as the company's trademark, or its corporate or other business entity name. Trademarks can be registered nationally, internationally, or at the state level. National registration gives much stronger protection than state registration. Trade names can be registered at the state level, usually at the Secretary of State's office, but may or may not be protected against others using the same or similar name. Check with your state's Secretary of State. That concludes Lesson 6. Check out the action challenges.